This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I like to brag about success stories from my show. Apparently there was a couple on the verge of divorce, and they got back together. The husband listened to my show years ago. I was talking about how the silent treatment works, you know, sometimes non-communication can work just as effectively as communication if you get that person to turn around and communicate, and a whole bunch of mumble jumble. And I saved that marriage. I saved that marriage until I got a Facebook message the other day where they did decide to get a divorce, after all. And they are now going through the process. And so why am I telling you? I could have just made you guys think that I was the bum. Oh, you guys still do. You still think I'm the bomb. All right. But that makes me kind of start to second guess myself on if relationships can be salvaged at all. I'm kind of getting the impression that once a couple thinks about separating or divorce, it's going to happen. Now, you guys may know more about this than I. I've been married 21 years. Have I ever thought of divorce? Absolutely. Has my husband ever thought of divorce? Absolutely. You know, it usually comes in the form of, I'll divorce your butt, you know, instead of, and please do. Please, I'll finally be happy. Yeah, really, you haven't been happy? Well, I haven't been happy. And so we usually have a conversation like that, and all of a sudden it's just, I never deal, and then we make up, and it's all fine. So couples will do that. Couples will threaten divorce. I could leave your, but any time, any day, Michael Fassbender's waiting for me, you know, and that's usually what stops me from leaving. Because I go to the door and no, Michael Fassbender isn't there. Viggo Mortensen isn't there. Maybe I overreacted. Damn right you overreacted. I almost kicked your ass out of the house. So anyway, all right, so it's very common to bring up, right, the separation of a couple. It happens. Some people use it as a threat. Some people use it to get somebody to listen. You know, I've been talking to you about this for years. I will leave. Are you listening to me? All right, this is a deal breaker. Listen to me. And the funny thing is it works. I wish it didn't work, but it works. So a lot of people are able to reconcile certain issues because, like, well, my wife will totally leave me or my husband will dump me if I don't get my act together. And, marriage is a partnership. So if a partner is not going to get his or her gain from that relationship, it's going to be harder and harder for them to stay. So then when does my theory come into play? Where if divorce is being talked about, it's going to eventually happen. Well, it all depends on what it's being used for. If you guys are considering divorce because you really can't stand each other, and you then, yes, you already have the deep-rooted issues. But if you're using it as a tool, if you're using the word divorce as a tool or as a communication weapon, then it's not deep, it's not in the heart, it's superficial. Those guys stay together. So with this couple here, it was years ago, and he couldn't get her to listen, and they were having some, I don't even remember all the details, but it was something to the degree that he got tired of walking on eggshells around her. Now, that's kind of tough. Usually when you have to walk around eggshells around somebody, that means the relationship is in trouble. You know, if you set them off, or that means they're not happy with you. You know, so already from the start. But when I was talking about how with my husband it works, where, you know, rather than yelling and escalating an argument, I just get quiet. I go to my corner. When he wants to talk, he'll find me in my corner. But don't be entering my corner all peacocking and, you know, nares flaring and smoke coming out of your butt. You know, you can talk to me in my corner when you're gone. All right? I'll be here. Now, you don't want to sound like a mommy. You never want to sound like a mommy to your spouse. They hate that. Do you feel better now? Did you let it all out? You don't do that. That just drives them crazy and they hate you. You don't want them to hate. I'll just get quiet. No, okay, you know what? I'm going to let you be mad. All right? When you're ready to talk, you know where to find me. See ya. And then I leave. And a lot of times that works. It works great. So sometimes quiet, and I'm not saying, now you also don't want to be like a third grader where he wants to talk and I, nah. Can we please talk? Nah. Okay, you don't want to do that either. But if you're not ready to talk or you think what's going to spew out is going to be hurtful, say, I'm not ready to talk. We'll talk, but just not now. And that they're going to be beside themselves because they're going to want to talk. But again, that's how you feel. I mean, I don't like the idea of manipulation. I don't like the idea of pretending to be mad or playing the quiet game just so he or she calls you. That I don't like. But if you're not ready to engage in a conversation, you don't. If you think the only way to have a conversation is for it to escalate into a fight, no, you could go the other. You have tons of other options. So, yes, the quiet treatment could be very, very effective if you don't think you're communicating. The quiet treatment could bring another person back to the table to talk. Absolutely. Being quiet scares the other person. They want to know what you're thinking. They want you communicative. So your lack of communication can make them feel vulnerable enough to want to come back to the table and at least hear what you have to say. Because that's what these fights are all about. Was I heard? Did my husband understand why I was mad? Whether he disagrees with it or not. So, again, I'm sorry to hear that this couple is breaking up, but I think definitely if there's deep-rooted reasons for you guys to think about divorce in the you know, preliminary part of your fights, then most likely it's going to stick. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Jason writes, not Jason, our producer, but another Jason writes, do radar guns cause cancer? Now, I didn't understand what he was asking, but then I think what he means is the radar guns that police use to see if you're speeding. Now, I don't know if you remember, but I guess there was a cluster of six officers. I think this was a, gosh, I think it was between the period from the late 70s to the early 90s. And there were six police officers who ended up developing testicular cancer. And I guess the only thing they could think of is they all had their radar gun on their lap. I guess in Norfolk, there was a Virginia traffic cop who said he worked with radar for 12 years, but since he quit using the radar gun, his cancer was in remission. And they talked about this last year. Traffic radar guns do emit microwave radiation. The frequencies are anywhere between 10.5 gigahertz to 36 gigahertz. But technically, may have enough intensity to enhance tumor growth. But is it that they're enhancing tumor growth? Were these people, you know, already predilected to have testicular cancer? Or did it turn a cell cancerous? We know that microwave radiation is indirectly involved in modifying gene expression. It could increase cell proliferation rates, according to scientific research. Hence, we could see an increase in cancer. And I think the reason why he brought radar guns up is because we were talking a few days ago about cell phones and cancer. You know, there has been a lot of flirtations with the idea that cell phones are putting us at higher risk for cancer, but we would have then seen so many more cancer cases. Now, people say, well, they're hiding those cancer cases from us. They're hiding them. Well, they're not hiding your family, your friends, your coworkers. I mean, we're around people that are glued to their phone. You know, you would know if there's a bunch of people around you coming down with cancer. I guess back in the early 90s, there was, I believe this happened in England, a policeman sued his firm saying the radar gun caused cancer. Actually, no, this wasn't England, this was in Kansas. And, custom signals of Kansas. He contends that his daily exposure to the handheld devices caused him to develop testicular cancer. He was, I believe, one of the officers that were a part of that cluster. He had first noticed this tumor on his left testicle in 1989, and then he was diagnosed with testicular cancer. Again, this is an old, old article, so I don't know if he's still alive. I don't know what happened. But radar guns, I believe, are a little different now. I also noticed that they can be on the car. If you notice many radar guns, they're not, you know, being held on their lap. You know, the cops will either have it on the car or something. And so, but nowadays, they just catch you speeding at the streetlight. You know how you try to run a red? Or you try to beat the red light. I try to beat the red light all the time. I'm like, I'm not going to sit at this traffic light. I live in Las Vegas, okay? And Las Vegas is a fantastic city. But some of their lights are so slow. And some of their lights don't change. So you're at the red. This is what I hate. If you really want to get my goat, not work as a traffic light. So you're sitting there. And it's red. You're like, all right, so I'll wait for it to turn green. So then you see the opposing, right, the perpendicular traffic drive. All right, well, now they go. Then all of a sudden the left turn lane goes. All right, I'm coming up next. It's still red. Then nothing happens. Then you start seeing the perpendicular traffic get to go again. And you're like, oh, hell no. You're like, well, maybe my car's not in the right place. Maybe there's a sensor in the asphalt. People used to think of a light sensor, but during the day, how are you supposed to flicker your lights? So I'll move my car back and forth for the sensor. Then the left turn lane goes, all right, okay, I'm next, you know, and you start to look around you. See if anybody else is starting to have the same, you know, suspicions that you do that this light sucks. And now it's your turn? Nope. You don't get a turn. And now the perpendicular. So I don't want to get a traffic ticket. Lord knows I've had plenty. And my husband will kill me if I get 140th. 139 is my limit, apparently. Okay? He will divorce me and leave my butt at the 140th traffic citation. So I get out of my car, and I start holding a committee meeting with the other drivers. I'm like, I don't think this light's going. So I want to just run it. Yeah, you go do that. I've only been here for one round. I'm like, no, I've been here for three. Look, watch this, look. And I'm standing there outside talking to the other cars. Now you start hearing honks. I'm like, why are you guys honking at me? It's not my fault the light isn't working. Look, the light's not going to work. Watch, the light will not change. We will not get a green. Then all of a sudden, it's a green. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I'm running to my car. I'm locking the doors, putting my seatbelt on, and now it's red again. That's what I put up with in Las Vegas. If anybody moves out of Las Vegas, it's not the heat. It's a dry heat. It's okay. It's not the gambling. Most of us don't gamble. It's the streetlights. Streetlights. All right. So it's the streetlights. So where was I? Oh, yeah. So nowadays, when you the intersection apparently has cameras. So you're sitting there going, okay, it's yellow. I can make it. I can make it. I can make it. It's yellow. It's yellow. It's yellow. I don't see any pedestrians. Go, 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 go. And then you go, and as you go, there's a little white camera on you. You're like, no! So, you know, I like getting my picture taken. I don't like getting my picture taken when I'm doing something I'm not supposed to. And then you know how you pretend like you thought it was still yellow? You go, well, I technically entered the intersection while it was still yellow. No, your fender got up in there, and then it turned red, and then there's a traffic jam. So now you're in the middle of an intersection with being red. That I hate, because the other cars, they don't care. They'll start driving towards you. And they do it like, you better move. I'm playing chicken. And I'm like, look, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Okay? The light turned red minutes after I entered the intersection. The traffic was supposed to be fluid. It wasn't. I'm a sitting duck. You got to cut me some slack. Then these perpendicular cars, they'll just sit there and start honking at you. Like, what the heck am I supposed to do? I can't move. The light is red. It is illegal to drive on a red. And what are you doing driving into traffic when there's something obstructing your intersection? They keep honking. They keep honking. Okay. Meanwhile, the camera's on you. And you're like, are you guys getting this? Are you getting this? Then all of a sudden, the cars loosen up. You're like, move your tushy. And then as you leave, there's always some doofus that does one last horn honk. You know, just to let you know that they were mad that you were in the intersection. Yeah, and you know, you finally tell everybody to go to, you know, go to hell. And you start driving down your street only to realize that you actually should have turned right on that intersection. And you should have never gone straight to begin with. Driving stinks. So stressful. That's why I just put some good music on. Let your boss know you're late. Take it easy. You know, just do what you have to do. One thing very interesting, I was in Monterey and Northern California. There was a tunnel, and I guess we were stuck in traffic in this tunnel. I'm not sure what the tunnel was called. It wasn't Midtown because we were on the West Coast. And all of a sudden, people start honking. And I'm like, oh, is there a fire? Is there something? No. They were starting to honk like, dun, 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 you know, stupid stuff like that. So all of a sudden, we start honking to each other. And then we start to communicate with each other, and we're like honking like crazy. And I think drivers deep down are real good people. We just hate them, you know, because they're mean and they get the light when we don't. But try to bond with your drivers. They're your amigos. And sometimes you could do that with, like, some honk music. We should talk about that another time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And coming back to the United States.
President Trump confirming outside the White House this morning that the remains of 55 American soldiers who'd been lost in the Korean War are now being returned to the United States, and more remains are expected to be returned over the course of the next few months.
We have many others coming, but I want to thank Chairman Kim in front of the media for fulfilling a promise that he made to me.
President Trump also cheering the new economic numbers. The Commerce Department reporting the nation's gross domestic product, or GDP, grew by an estimated 4.1% in the year's second quarter. That's the best quarterly growth since 2014. The president calling it an amazing rate.
We're going to go a lot higher than these numbers, and these are great numbers.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Roseanne Barr had her interview with Sean Hannity, and I watched about a half hour of it. It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch. And, you know, she tried to apologize, but you could see how angry she was, and you could see how upset she was about the situation. And it wasn't the first time she had made a tweet that had racial undertones to it. And so when she was saying she didn't realize that Valerie Jarrett was African-American, she thought, you know, she was Iranian, etc. It was, it was one of those things where, you know, did Fox News want to give her, you know, a chance to explain herself? Was it because the ratings were going to be good, or was it, you know, It just didn't seem like a really good interview. Sean Hannity's amazing. I think he interviews really, really well. She tried to interview him back. She tried to ask him questions. And the topics that came up that won't be discussed but have been brought up by other comedians is, when do comedians get to return to the old days, so to speak? And so, even though none of us, I think, agreed with her comments and thought that her comments were at all appropriate and did agree with the, you know, degree of racial quality of it you know, the need to not, you know, make jokes of that nature, that's, I think, a given by all of us. Comedians, by nature, just, I mean, they push the envelope. It's what they do. You know, I was at one of Brad Garrett's comedy clubs. Brad Garrett, you know, everyone loves Raymond. I'm a big fan of his. I think he's excellent. He's amazing. And I went to one of his shows, and they kind of pre-screen people to come up front. None of them are plants. They're audience members. But they get a feel for who's in the audience, and then they put some in the front row. And then he gets to make fun of them. Yeah, and he gets to use them as part of the act. And there were some Middle Eastern appearing people, and he had a lot of fun with that. There were two women that appeared to be a couple, and he had a lot of fun with that. And so rousing the audience and pushing the envelope and saying things that are politically incorrect have pervaded, you know, comedy since we know it. Now, it's not proper. I mean, you guys remember the Nutty Professor, the newer Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy, although not so new because I think it was in the 90s, but where Eddie Murphy was his bigger self, Sherman, and the comedian started making fun of him. You know, what's his belt size, the equator, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, kind of came to light that, no, 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 you can't joke like that. You know, it's not, you know, the audience, you got to be careful of ripping on the audience. You have to be careful of, you know, and one thing that I want to tell comedians out there is, this isn't you doing a bit, right, this isn't you up there doing a bit or a comedy routine. This is you taking another person that's out there that isn't consenting to being ridiculed and ridiculing them. There's a big difference. Who was that lady at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that I don't even know? She was that comedian that nobody thought was funny, and she was making fun of Sarah Sanders. See, that's not comedy. When you have a non-consenting participant that you're badgering, and you're badgering them on something that they can't change. They can't change their look, that they were born with. That, you know, you're born with your looks, you're born with your race, your creed, your gender. It's not okay to make fun of them. Now, we can make fun of things that people do, okay, like Obamacare. I can make fun of that Affordable Care Act bill as the day is long. Somebody may want to make fun of Trump and his meeting with Kim Jong-un. In fact, when I was in San Francisco, there was a Kim Jong-un and a Donald Trump dress alike. They actually looked pretty close. They were sitting there taking pictures with everybody. I mean, so you can do that. But making fun of somebody because they're Asian or black or Iranian or female or Jewish or whatever, no, that's not considered okay. Now, Jerry Seinfeld has warned against performing at colleges because they're too politically correct. This was an interview with ESPN a couple years ago. And he said, college students throw around that's racist, sexist, prejudice without knowing what they're talking about. He said, I'll give you an example. My daughter's 14. He said, my wife says to her, well, you know, in the next couple years, I think maybe you'll want to be hanging around the city more on weekends so you can see boys. And you know what my daughter says? She says that's sexist. So our whole, shall we say, discourse, vernacular talk is changing. You know, if you looked at Delirious from Eddie Murphy, I think that was, what, 1984? It was so full of politically incorrect stuff. I mean, we are talking, it bagged on everybody. And you couldn't say 1/1000th some of the stuff that was said, right, in this day and age. But that's what comedy was back then. So, you know, is comedy, right, at risk? You know, was it Jerry Seinfeld or somebody else that said that comedy as we know it is on a destructive path? So, you know, when we go back to Seinfeld's episodes, like, you know, the being gay one, where a journalist thought Jerry and George were in a same-sex relationship. And Jerry keeps saying, not that there's anything wrong with that, but that a plot like that probably wouldn't go. I guess there was a cashier. Jerry goes out with Marlene, but she tells him it won't work out because she went to one of his routines and it wasn't her kind of humor. And so she can't be with someone if she doesn't respect what they do. And Jerry goes, but you're a cashier. So you can't say that because cashiers, right, they don't need to, you know, be ripped on. Apparently Lay's Christian boyfriend tries to convince her to steal the neighbor's newspaper because he doesn't want to break one of the Ten Commandments. And because he says she's going to hell anyway, she gets mad. Yeah, I don't remember that episode. Then there was the silent reader. There was Festivus, the soup Nazi. You know, it's interesting how, you know, you look at some of the things, and I thought Jerry Seinfeld's shows were still very careful, and they made sure to try not to offend. The Indian Giver episode, there was that episode where, you know, he used that term and his girlfriend got insulted. Things are different now. And, you know, twice Roseanne Barr had used ape references. That's racist. Whether you're a comedian or not, it just doesn't play anymore. That you can't do that. You can't. You never could do that. And so I'm a little concerned that someone of her comedic stature and her, you know, years and experience in the business wouldn't know that. Now, the feeling I got is she's getting older and she's, you know, not as careful with her words, not as careful with her filter, and having a tough time adapting to the way things are, the newer things, the newer life, or the newer society. And I think we're going to see that a lot with older individuals. You know, they're going to call a woman abroad. They're going to say, have my girl set up that appointment. And you're like, it's not called a girl anymore. She hasn't been called a girl since the 1960s. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a gentleman has died after becoming infected with bacteria while he was fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. Health officials said that the person was an elderly individual who was hospitalized with severe leg pain after going into the water with skin tears. They tried to fight the infection, even amputated. Unfortunately, it didn't work. The Corpus Christi Nueces County Public Health District said Vibrio bacteria naturally inhabit these coastal waters where oysters live, and the bacteria can enter the body if you have an open wound. or if you consume raw or undercooked shellfish. And this Vibrio bacteria, or vibriosis, the CDC says causes an estimated 80,000 illnesses every year, and 100 people die of it each year in the U.S. So what are symptoms? Well, fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, abdominal cramping, watery diarrhea. You could also get severe pain and blistering skin lesions. Dr. Emily Proch with the Texas Department of State Health Services says there's a larger amount of bacteria present in the summer months. They flourish a little bit more. Local health officials and the CDC recommend taking the following precautions to make sure you're safe or to keep you safe from Vibrio. Do not eat raw or undercooked oysters or other shellfish. Cook them before eating. Always wash your hands with soap and water after handling raw shellfish. So when I was in San Francisco, there was a little jewelry store. I guess Pier 39, you have all these little stores, and you have a merry-go-round and all sorts of cool stuff. And so a lady calls me over and says, would you like a pearl? So I look and go, what are you talking about? And there's a little baby pearl within an oyster. She goes, you see, for $14, you could grab an oyster, open it up, and if there's a pearl inside, you get to keep it. If there's no pearl, you get your $14 back. And with that pearl, we can make earrings, and we can make... So I'm starting to figure this out. I'm like, oh, you know what? This is going to cost me a couple hundred dollars. Right? But I wanted to touch the oyster. I wanted to touch the pearl. I wanted to play around with it. Okay? Again, that is a great way to get Vibrio. One of the reasons why it's not kosher to eat shellfish and clams and oysters is, my guess is, back in the olden days, biblical days, people would die after eating them, probably because of this Vibrio. You know, area of Palestine wasn't very cold. You know, it was warmer. So we were told not to eat shellfish, and my guess is the scientific reasoning behind that is if you don't cook it right, you could die. So always wash your hands. Stay out of brackish or salt water if you have a wound. A lot of people, they'll go surfing or swimming or whatever, you know, and they have cuts on their leg and all sorts of, you know, or arms. No. Or cover it with a waterproof bandage if you think your wound is going to be near seafood. Brackish water is a mixture of fresh and seawater, often where rivers meet the sea. If you do cut yourself, wash it out really well, especially if it's been exposed to seawater or raw. Seafood, and if you do develop a skin infection, you've got to see a medical provider that your skin has come into contact with brackish or salt water, raw seafood, or raw seafood juices. If you have diabetes, cancer, HIV, a bleeding disorder, immunosuppressed, that could be really, really bad. If you had recent stomach surgery, you could also be at higher risk. So, again, cut scrapes, be careful, very, very careful. It's a shame. All he did was go out into the water. Now, many of us have cats, right? I got five. Anyway, they say a parasite from cat poop can reduce your fear and make you more of an entrepreneur, maybe better for business. So a new study released earlier this week links the Toxoplasma gondii parasite, and they found that humans end up having more risk-taking behavior if they've been exposed to Toxoplasma gondii. Infected people usually don't have symptoms, although you do not want to be pregnant and get exposed to this. It could really hurt the fetus. Sometimes if you do get Toxoplasma, maybe you'll feel a little flu-like. But for the most part, those ones with cats are like, no, I never felt sick. I mean, I want to vomit every time I clean their poo-poo. But other than that, you know. But they say the most common place this Toxoplasma gondii goes to is your brain. 2 billion people have been infected by the parasite. And in mice, they say the infection makes them less afraid of cat urine, thus less afraid of cats. And they say there's similar risk-taking in humans. Road rage. They say Toxoplasma-infected people may be more suicidal, schizophrenic. They say in 2007, people with schizophrenia were 2.7 more likely to have antibodies against the parasite. Remember there was a study saying people who had cats were more likely to be schizophrenic. And those of us with cats were like, what? No. Really? And then deep down, a lot of us with cats go, you want to know what? I do some crazy things. You guys know me now. I don't really have all my marbles. I sing songs about the kitty cats. I talk to the cats. Do you want tickle dummy? You want tickle dummy? Yeah, maybe that's not the most sane thing to say to a cat with claws that doesn't want their tummy tickled. So I think you do start to lose a little. When your cat becomes your best friend, it's a problem. I love my kitty cats. 2015 study found that adults who had schizophrenia were more likely to grow up in homes that had cats. Other research suggests that toxoplasma increases dopamine and testosterone in the body. Well, that explains why my voice is low. And as you know, dopamine is a chemical your brain releases when you experience or anticipate pleasure or a reward. And then testosterone is what helps develop male sex organs and masculinizes you. But you've got a more risky or aggressive behavior. So maybe toxoplasma increases your testosterone, increases your dopamine. So how did they figure this out? Well, Dr. Johnson and her team collected saliva samples over a five-year period from business and biology students and to find who tested positive for exposure to toxoplasma. They also asked the business students what their area of emphasis was. The research revealed that the business majors were 1.4 times more likely to have the infection than non-business students. And of the business students who tested positive, they were 1.7 more times likely to have a management or entrepreneur emphasis than another business-related emphasis. Then they studied the business professionals looking at their saliva samples, and they found those who tested positive were 1.8 times more likely to have started their business or company compared to professionals who didn't. All right, so what does that mean? I don't know. Okay, I mean, to me it's such a small difference. But I don't know if it's so much the toxoplasma. Is if you have animals and you're around the animals and you see your cats live like they're in the wild, and my cats act like they're in the jungle and they have to compete for food and they have to compete for the girl. I see the way my cats act. You start to get that way. You start to realize that you need to be more animalistic. And I think being around animals starts to bring you back to your roots. Many times do I have to tell my cat, Shaky Boo, that I'm the alpha male. He looks at me like, please. I'm like, you're not the alpha male. You try. The mama's in charge. Please. Yeah, yeah. And so you start to kind of get a little bit more aggressive in your house. You know, when the cats stare at me like they want me to die, I stare back at them. I tell you, no wonder we start going crazy. Yeah, Shake will just sit there and wish death on me if he doesn't like the food I served him. He just sits there and stares like, die, woman. I'm like, stop it. Bad boy. Alpha mommy mad. So, maybe that's what it is. Maybe we just kind of get more aggressive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.